GPT-4 is upon us, and while it has a lot of new capabilities and really impressive new things it can do, on the podcast today, we are going to talk about 20 different jobs that ChatGPT is going to replace, and specifically GPT-4. And all of this is according to GPT-4. So someone recently they shared a screenshot on Twitter, but they asked GPT-4 what 20 different jobs that they were going to replace were, and they also asked for... they put it in order, and they also asked for the human trait specifically that it was going to replace. So the first thing that GPT-4 said is data entry clerk. And the human trait that it said it was going to replace was speed and accuracy. And this makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, data entry, just taking some simple data and putting it into forms, is a pretty no-brainer way that it's just software in general, but specifically AI and chat and GPT-4 is going to be able to replace. Number two is customer service representative. We've seen a ton of customer service bots, and with GPT-4 and all of its new capabilities, this is also nothing crazy. Proofreader, they specifically said that attention to detail was the reason why this was going to get replaced by GPT-4. And this makes a lot of sense because in addition to, you know, tools like Grammarly or other ones where you're checking for grammar, with GPT-4, you can say check for grammar, check for tone, check for X, Y, and Z. You put a lot of different things in there and have it come up with what you want. Another area, this was more interesting to me, number four on the list is paralegal. So it said that its research and organization makes GPT-4 superior as a paralegal. And this is also very interesting because they actually had GPT-4 take the bar exam, and it was in the 90th percentile on that. And ChatGPT 3.5, which was pretty much the version before GPT-4, took it and was only in the 10th percentile. So obviously, this thing is getting a lot better at reasoning capabilities, and being a paralegal, this might actually be something that it excels at. The next it says is bookkeeping. Now, I've had a lot of hope for ChatGPT and different AI tools as far as bookkeeping. After all, it'd be pretty incredible if you could have it scan your QuickBooks, for example, or, you know, just all your credit card and bank statements. You explain what your business does and a couple things about it, and then all of a sudden it's able to, you know, produce all your tax documents or something like that. That being said, the reason it says it would be a good bookkeeper is because of its mathematical skills, which at the moment are not incredible. So perhaps they're making some changes and maybe GPT-4 is going to be better, but from previous versions of ChatGPT, the mathematical skills have not been incredible. However, that is, in my opinion, an easy area for them to fix. I mean, relatively easy, who am I to say, right? But this is going to happen. We have calculators. We have software that does these kind of calculations. We're going to get this thing integrated. So I think the mathematical skills will not be a problem for very long. Number six is a translator. Now, this is a no-brainer because beyond just, different translation software is translating word to word. Beyond that, this is really going into the meaning of phrases, and the AI really has a really good understanding of language. And so translator, it's incredible. I've used it there. Number seven is copywriter. You know, we've seen tools like copy.ai and Jasper doing incredible jobs there. Market research analyst. And the reason it says that is for its analytical skills. So GPT-4, as we've seen, is a lot smarter than ChatGPT's previous versions. And I actually do think that its analytical skills are going to come into play, and it will be a pretty powerful market research analyst. The next one is social media manager, and it says that the human traits that will be replaced are content creation and curation. And I actually agree with that because I have personally seen people use this writing the captions of all of their Instagram posts. I've personally done different projects in this area before myself, and it does a really good job. You know, I've instructed different versions of GPTs to write, you know, personal stories in relation to what was in the image. And now if you think about it, because GPT-4 can do as an input, so you can upload an image and ask it questions about that. This is going to be insane for like Instagram scheduling or anything else, where essentially you could have, like, let's say you take 30 pictures and you want to be auto-scheduled on Instagram throughout the month. You upload them and you say, hey, GPT-4, or ChatGPT, generate, you know, a caption for this image, base, you know, talk about something specifically in this image, maybe share a fun fact about one of the objects you see in this image, and it's going to be able to come up with some really crazy, powerful, interesting things. And so I think as for social media, especially with the new image inputs, this is going to be absolutely insane. The next one is appointment scheduler, and it says its time management is superior, telemarketer, and it says it's persuasion and communication are traits that are going to be replaced. And actually, I do believe that as we get this thing faster, right? Obviously, right now there's a bit of lag time when you ask it a question and it has to respond. But if you think about this, if it was automatically hooked into an audio type output and you could talk to it, it would be a great telemarketer or salesperson. And you could have it instructed in certain ways to be responding to people in certain ways, selling your product based off of what their needs are and what they're saying. So it could be pretty, pretty incredible, right? Like you think of all the sales training that people go through in those different industries, and this could have it all built in, and it could have some pretty awesome content in that regard. Number 12 is a virtual assistant, and it says that its human traits as replacement would be multitasking and organization, transcriptionist, listening and typing skills. We've seen a lot of apps doing that. News reporter, it says, because it would be replacing fact checking and writing, which is, in my opinion, kind of a funny take on that. Next up, we have travel agent, and it says, as far as travel agents go, that the human traits it's replacing are planning and coordination, which obviously this thing can schedule, plan, and coordinate a lot of different things going on, which would be useful for a travel agent. A tutor, a technical support analyst, an email marketer, a content moderator, which it says critical thinking and judgment would be valuable for. That one's very interesting. So if you really think about it, right, like content moderator, if you're using, obviously right now we have people moderating the content coming out of AI, but AI says it can be the one moderating the content because of its critical thinking and judgment. So essentially you would just train it on certain things to moderate content. It's really interesting. Brings up a lot of different thoughts, especially when you're looking at, you know, people like the Chinese Communist Party and how they're using it for censorship and how they are trying to moderate content. So it's pretty interesting that it's inevitably going to be used for things like that. But it is an interesting discussion I think we should be having. And finally, the last thing, number 20, is a recruiter. And it says the human trait it's going to be replacing is interviewing and assessment. So there you have it, 20 different jobs that according to GPT-4 are going to be replaced in the near future by GPT-4, or just, I would say, severely augmented in that regard. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens, to see how the industry shifts in that regard, and to see which of these jobs are downright replaced and which of them, perhaps people who work in those jobs are now just going to be able to be a lot more productive in doing their job. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.